FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS. It's new. It's improved. There's thousands of posts to look at. There's hundreds of posters. And you can talk about anything you want on there.
Literally anything. Flame wars to intellectual conversations and everything in between. So log on at freetalklive.com.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. And no, the Free State Project isn't, you know, like some sort of kooky underground secret organization.
Absolutely not. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Philip in Virginia. You're back on Free Talk Live, Philip. Now, right before we left, you said that NASA was tied in with the occult. Can you explain,
please? Oh, absolutely.
Does the F in NASA stand for Satan? Would you give him a chance to talk? Shut up. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, well, first let me say you guys were plugging the thing about the Free State.
Yes.
And you mentioned liberty. And I'd just like to remind your listeners that the Scripture says where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty. And we just need to recognize that He is our only true source of liberty. Mm-hmm. It's not this corrupt, perverted country that we live in. Uh-huh. But anyways,
okay.
Look, NASA is saturated with occult, Illuminati, Masonic
stuff.
Can
you give us some examples
their
of
badges,
what on earth you're talking about?
Their badges, their patches, and symbols and logos of the astronauts and the space missions and craft are based on the names and signs of the zodiac, as well as ancient mythological creatures.
The spaceship Discovery? Is that a Masonic thing? The Columbia? Is that evil?
Yeah, Columbia is actually the name of a pagan idol.
So what? Who cares? Even if it's all true, so what?
Gemini, Apollo, Atlanta.
What are the Freemasons that are taking over the...
See, you got to understand that this is an abomination to the Almighty Creator, who we say that we serve.
So wait, the constellations should be named like John, Jacob,
Jinglehammer Schmidt.
Adam, Eve. We should all have everything named the same, all based on the Bible.
I'm saying that the government is engaging in occult behavior. We're not supposed to even mention the names and give them honor and pay homage to them. That's what I'm saying.
Don't you think that it minimizes the power of one of these
demonic gods' names
by using them?
Let me give you another illustration on how they're engaging in occult activity.
Uh-huh.
See, they're going out into these cosmos trying to debunk the scriptures and find the source of life. You see what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're going to these other worlds trying to find life, and they reject the account of the generation of creation, which is found in the Scripture. And they're doing everything in their power.
Are you suggesting, Philip, are you suggesting that there's not a chance that there's life anywhere else outside of Earth?
Who cares? Why are we spending billions of dollars on that, we can use that money,
Philip,
right
the only
here.
Thing
and
I agree with you on that point. That's one of the only things we agree on is that we need to get rid of NASA. I don't think it's for this. I mean, so would you be for getting rid of NASA if they named everything after Jesus Christ?
I don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Or whatever. Whatever it is you believe in.
Jesus Christ is a fraud, just like it's a counterfeit.
I tell you what, we have all kinds of people.
I want to hear this.
really, listen. This is what the devil has done. He's camouflaged.
He's not a fraud.
Oh yes, he is. He's a deceiver, and we have been deceived.
Oh, come on, man, you don't have to talk trash.
Hey, now you're talking trash. But anyways, listen. Jesus Christ is a counterfeit perversion of the true Messiah. His name was not Jesus Christ. That word Jesus is 400 years old, okay? His name was Yahushua. He was a Hebrew, all right? And Jesus Christ is, like I said,
just talking about semantics here?
Perversion of the Messiah. Christianity is a religion the Messiah. It's not the religion of the Messiah, okay?
Boy, you know, I just don't really even care.
If you don't want to be saved, then go ahead. You know, the fool has said there is no Yahweh, okay?
I don't believe in any God, whatever you want to call it. Yahweh, God, Jesus, I don't care.
I feel like this saved thing is just a bunch of PR. I don't think that there's anything to be saved from. The Bible isn't real clear on hell.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's very clear.
It's not.
Everyone thinks different things about what the Bible says. You think it's clear, Philip thinks it's not clear. I think it's a bunch of crap.
You know what it all comes down to, though? It doesn't really matter. Hold on.
Hold on for a minute, man.
Because I haven't gotten a chance to put my two cents in here. It doesn't really matter. If NASA did go out there and find life on another planet, or whatever, we find evidence that Jesus did exist or didn't exist, it wouldn't matter. Because you know what would happen? Just like has happened over and over and over in history, the Bible would be rewritten. If we found life and aliens showed up here tomorrow, we'd rewrite the notion of creation to include the creation of all life in all of the universe. It wouldn't matter because the Bible is total nonsense that is not based in any sort of evidence anywhere. So it doesn't really matter because what matters is faith and morality that's based on something that... It doesn't have, you know, the thing is when it comes down to no matter what you have faith in, if you believe in the Bible or you believe in that book, it doesn't matter. It's still your own beliefs. Therefore, it is your own morality and your own actions that are determining what you do as a person. Regardless of whether or not you were told those things, you're still basing your decisions on what you have decided to believe in.
You are in denial because the scripture says that man,
and you believe
by nature,
that because
knows him, and when you have willingly made a choice to reject
and
him,
you have willingly made the choice to believe in that.
No,
it's your own decision. You're based on something that you have learned.
Philip, I'm sorry, man, but if you were born into a family that believed in Zeus, you'd be believing in Zeus right now.
Well, if you've never heard about the Bible, guess what? You wouldn't just manifest your beliefs in the Bible if you had never, ever read that book or ever heard anything about it.
Romans does cover that, by the way.
You would never just spontaneously,
people have gotten a choice tonight to make a decision.
Well, thanks, Philip. We really appreciate your phone call, man. Give us another call sometime. 800-259-9231. 333, Philip. 333. Let's go to Brian in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
You guys are
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, we're having a blast. How about you, Brian?
Yeah, totally. I was listening in, and you guys got to be having all the fun, I'm telling you, man. And the saying goes, you know, religions can, you know, help people along, just make them better and refine them, but they sure as hell don't or shouldn't define them, in my opinion. But in any case, religions are religions for what they are. I wanted to talk to you guys about NASA real quick,
if
I can. Well, how long do we have till a break?
You can go for about 30 seconds, sir.
We hate all the time in the world.
Well, you can make a point, and then if it's good, we'll keep you on. So do it.
All right, cool. All right, how about the psychological aspect of it all? And when dealing with a world space program, do me a favor. During the break, type in world space program in your favorite search engine. Do some reading and find out where this is all really leading. It's not about the United States NASA space program. It's about a world space program. In order to have a world space program, we need to denigrate the nationalized approaches of all nations of space programs. We need to make it a world space program. And so
you're talking like a UN, like a UN space program?
You got it, brother.
There sure would be. Yeah, he's right about that.
All right, hold on, Brian. 1-800-259-9231. 800-2... You really want stuff that doesn't work? Put the UN in charge. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's hour number three, Monday evening show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything, personal, political, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the lovely ladies that have sent us their photograph. Dozens of them have, of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. All you have to do is be a lady, and then we'll put you on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So log on at freetalklive.com and check it out. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Brian in Florida. Now, Brian, you were mentioning something about a world space program. What exactly is that? Brian's gone. Let's move on to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Johnson.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I am definitely for get rid of NASA.
Excellent.
Like you guys, I do agree with the last caller that, yeah, I do think it's somewhat, it could be somewhat occult-oriented, yeah.
What's the significance, though? Who cares?
Why would
get rid of it?
My problem with the whole thing about on the whole occult thing is because a lot of occult stuff, especially like Wicca and all that stuff, are things that are based upon constellations and stars and whatnot. So when you say that something's a cult, you're hearkening back to things that were developed during the Roman era. You know, science like Galileo and whatnot.
Well, we all know how well the Roman era did.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that what these, I guess, occult concepts and these things attributed to constellations and to the stars were developed way back when, so they're not really a cult. It doesn't make a NASA a cult because they're mentioning things that are attributed to constellations and to astrological, you know, events. I mean, they're,
well,
you know,
it's really kind of strange because they were talking, I can't remember what the circumstances was, but there was a circumstance, I can't remember exactly now because it's been a while, but I was listening to Alex Jones, and I noticed you guys put down Alex Jones quite a bit, too.
We never put down Alex Jones.
We never put down Alex Jones.
That's
I love Alex's show.
Well, it kind of seems like you guys...
Now, we don't necessarily agree with everything Alex says, but that doesn't mean we're putting him down. I don't agree with you, but I think that you have every right to say it. That's why I'm putting you on a nationally syndicated radio talk show to say it.
I listen to Alex Jones a lot. You know, I listen to Alex every day. I listen to Neil Bortz. I'll put down Neil Bortz way the hell before I'll put down Alex Jones.
Alex is doing something that he believes in, and he seems to be pretty principled at what, the positions that he takes.
And we've defended him when his Christian backers have left him in the dark.
Yep.
Really? Okay,
yes.
Well, I just wanted to, because it seemed, well, when you were talking before about Tech Mars, I mean, it seemed like you were kind of like putting him in a corner, like saying...
I don't even know who that is, dude.
Yeah.
Who? You don't even know Tech Mars? Well, Tech Mars has been on Alex Jones' show.
Well, again, and, I've never listened to Alex's show for more than 5 minutes.
He was a University of Texas professor.
Okay.
And he seems also to believe also that it's very occult oriented.
Here's what I don't get, Mark. Even if you could prove, and I'm sure there's evidence out there, like we got an email during the break that's saying that, you know, if you look on your dollar bill, the pyramid with the eye, that's an occult symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there are occult symbols all throughout government, so what? I mean, what does it say about NASA that they're a
because
cult? It doesn't mean that they need to be abolished anymore, because the reason for their needing to be abolished is that they're a wasteful, worthless organization. It doesn't matter if they're a cult.
Well, it does matter because the occult is what's running everything right now. It's the secret underground government.
Why do you spend your time researching it, I guess is what I want to know. Why don't you spend your time... Mark,
because I want to know the truth about what's going on.
But all you need to know, Mark, is that it doesn't matter. If we had a big government that was all Jesus and, you know, godlike, then it'd still be a big government and it'd still be bad. It doesn't matter what their symbols are.
Well,
what
I
matters is their actions, and their actions suck.
I started talking, you wanted to let you go.
I understand. I'm all for downsizing government. I mean, totally for downsizing government.
So why not spend your time towards that end?
I understand also that the underground government that's actually running everything is a very evil, corrupt system. And throughout history, all the elites have turned to things like occultism to actually throw it in front of our face.
Mark, do you think that the vast majority, I'm talking in the 98 percentile of Americans, think that talk like this is wacky and crazy and doesn't make any sense and they won't even listen to it?
Sometimes, yeah. You know what? And I used to think that way, too.
But
you know what? When you really start, and you really start researching all this, you find out that, hey, this stuff is true.
I feel like it puts us on the fringe.
What we have in the White House right now, and what's going on with this government, is just totally wicked and totally evil.
There's no doubt, okay, Mark, there's no doubt, and I will agree with you completely, that what our government does is evil. But it's not evil because it's a cult. It's evil because it's government, and government is force. Government points guns at people and orders them around. That's wrong, regardless of if Jesus is behind it, or Satan is behind it, or some occult craziness is behind it.
Behind
and my question
it.
For you, Mark, is, why? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, Jesus is not behind this. I guarantee you that.
Okay, well, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. Even if you could get, even if you could put a whole bunch of people from your church or your group of religious people into power in government, they'd still be in power of a big government who robs people at gunpoint. And you're right. Jesus would never stand for stuff like that. But that's what's going on today. And it doesn't matter how much time you spend researching the occult, Mark. What matters is how much time you spend telling other people that government is bad and we need to downsize it.
Sir, I don't do all that research. I mean, I do some
research. You're just
talking
about
it. But not everything I research about in government is all about the occult.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
I also look at it at a very secular level, too.
Okay, good.
I'm saying you have, in order to accept what's really going on, you really have to look at the other side of this, too.
I don't think you have to at all. I think all you need to do is look at the results and look at how they get their results, and that is pointing weapons at people.
It doesn't matter. The occult.
That's exactly what I do.
The occult or religion, neither one, neither the occult or religion should be involved in government, and it doesn't matter whichever one is involved. It doesn't matter if it's a cult or if it's religious, if it's, you know, religious symbols that aren't your religion, which is obviously what occult symbols would be, they shouldn't be in government.
Well, one of the things is, and this is what I really have a problem with, everyone brings up this magical separation of church and state, okay? Our founding fathers, at least the majority of them, were founded the Constitution and the Bill of Rights on Christian principles.
No, they founded it on the principles of a creator. They talk about a creator. They talk about a non-denominational creator. Reread your material. Thomas Jefferson said that Christianity was worthless.
I know about certain things.
There are lots of, and there are, if you research the religions of the various founders of the Constitution, less than half of them were Christian.
Well, there wasn't Buddhist back when they said creator. I mean, there was no other religion.
There were several other religions. There were several other religions. There were agnostics and deists.
Again, we're talking about something that's moot. It doesn't matter. Even if you could prove that 75% of the founders were Jesus-loving Christians, it doesn't separate the fact that they came here to get away from religious persecution and to set up a kind of government.
They wanted to get away from the Church of England. I understand that.
Right.
A government where people were free to choose whichever religion that they wanted, be it Christianity, be it absence of faith whatsoever.
If Jesus or Yahshua or whoever brought Christianity to this world, he brought it to get rid of the Pharisees. And the Pharisees are the people that would bring religion and jam it down your throat.
The only thing is
Mark, 10 seconds. 10 seconds for final thoughts.
Okay, this is 10 seconds, okay? What I'm trying to say is that it was founded on Christians, fundamentalist Christian precepts, okay? Now, other religions came to this country. You can be a Buddhist, whatever, but you didn't have, you can be a part of any religion you wanted to be.
I gave you more than 10 seconds. We'll talk to you later. Call us some other time. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. And we call it Free Talk Live because anything goes. Political, personal, pop culture, we don't care. You take control of the phones. And we'll talk to you about whatever. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You know, despite the arguing that we did with our last caller, Mark, we both agreed that government needs to be downsized. It's just that, I mean, you got that point, right? We were agreeing with that. It's just the thing we were arguing about was whether or not it mattered if they were a cult or whatever.
I'd actually like to clarify something, you know, because... You know, I talk about and I speak from a deist point of view, but I absolutely support government's role in, you know, the fact that there shouldn't be a role in government and religion. And, you know, a lot of these people that bring it up, there's this magical separation of church and state, and, you know, you start talking about that like it shouldn't be there. Like, oh, well, guess what? If the Christianity takes over the government, which Episcopal? Baptist?
You can believe your
Presbyterian?
Freedoms. You can believe your freedoms are running out the window.
Yeah, you lose your freedom.
The Christian men that set up our government set it up so that there would be a separation between the church and the state for the reason. For
absolutely
a reason.
Absolutely right.
And it, not only to protect the church from the state, but to protect the state from the church. They mm-hmm. saw what could happen with the Church of England taking over, and they didn't want that to happen there.
And
it doesn't matter. It's not going to be your version of Christianity.
It won't. It'll be government-sponsored.
I hope the freaking Amish take over and show them all. We're going to outlaw the damn cars.
The Mormons.
There's not going to be any radios. There's not going to be any television set. All you people are going to have to sit there at your house and read your Bible on
Sunday. The Jehovah's Witnesses. No partying, ever.
Let's go through the phones. Brian in Florida is back on. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for dumping me. It's a big conspiracy. You hate the truth.
That's right. It's the Masonic Order here. I'm a high-level Masonic... priest or whatever
that is.
Well, everyone knows God made NASA. Well, hey, let's go to a quote.
Made everything.
Yeah, I was joking, by the way. Man will someday go to the planets and beyond, but that day must wait until the breakdown of nationalistic barriers makes possible a truly united world space program. Who said that?
Ooh, I don't know.
Isn't that an awesome quote?
No.
It was actually...
No.
No, I mean, it's a bad quote, but I mean, it's awesome that someone said it, right? Well, it's 1968, the Washington Star. And,
what's that, a newspaper?
Exactly, from 1968. That was the time of the Apollo. It was just first getting
well, born, whatever communist started, wrote that news article was absolutely wrong.
Exactly.
Actually,
one out of a thousand that I wanted to bring up to you guys. We'll have time to go over all that stuff. But what I was talking to you before we ended and went to the break was, we have to try and make the nationalists look bad. We have to make our nationalist ideas look bad. We want a world government. I'm not saying we as we really do, but I'm just saying on the down low and the back streets, not this big conspiracy of evil people.
unless you think that. But, I mean, these people actually want a world government for controlling reason, controlling purposes.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing. We need to, again, downsize D.C., because if we don't have a big federal government, there's no chance that we'll ever get involved in a world government.
No,
precisely.
One of the things I'd love to say is that a lot of these people think that, you know, we talk down about Alex Jones or talk bad about Alex Jones listeners. And one of the things I'd love to say is that, you know, Alex Jones likes to talk a lot about people who want a one world government, and there's a small elite group of people who want this one world government, and they're controlling everything behind the scenes. Look around.
Well,
it's not a small group of people that want a national government. It's everywhere. Ask people.
Exactly.
There are so many people out there that think that a national government would be a good idea, and they're all deluded and misguided.
They're clueless. They're because they were educated by the government education system.
Exactly, man. You guys brought Alex Jones and Tex Mars even earlier as well. And believe it or not, now, Alex Jones, I'm a member of the site and everything, and I'm in depth with Alex Jones a lot with all of his material. He actually went on one of his videos saying he doesn't believe all the stuff that Tex Mars actually says by saying all the Jews are guilty, all the Jews are behind it all. And Tex Mars is actually like a televangelist. He's just
Okay.
So he's
a very credible
diehard Christian.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Televangelists,
right,
those are some credible people.
Yeah. Now, Alex Jones isn't the diehard fanatic Christian that Tex Mars seems to come on.
No, he's not. And actually, we were reading something a few weeks back. I actually was just listening to one of our older archives from about a month ago, where the diehard Christians, as you put it, were attacking Alex Jones for various different reasons. And it just goes to show that the kooks out there, they will switch sides on you in a moment's notice.
Totally agree, man. Hey, so, communism, real quick, for just 1 second.
Yes, sir.
What is communism as a form of government? It is the highest form of largest amount of government, right? It is
because everybody's part of the government, yes.
Exactly. Unregulated. It's unregulated government, right?
Yeah. Sounds right.
People don't
pure communism, if that's what you're talking about. Pure communism,
exactly.
Which is unattainable.
Exactly. It is the antithesis of the free republic.
Right.
Now, take that into effect with your effort to downsize government. But in reality, we are receiving a downsized government on the surface, but we're also receiving a world government in exchange, a world court system, and a world base program, and a world you implement your program into that.
I don't understand. I'm lost a little bit here.
Okay.
Can you recap that?
Sure. While fighting for a smaller government, downsizing government, denigrating government, making it look bad and saying it's not working, in doing so, you would be inadvertently causing the world government to take place.
I don't see how that could be. How could that be?
Actually, it is very much so. On the surface, you're seeing Bill Clinton getting a Lewinsky. Okay, on the surface, you're seeing that, but in reality, you're seeing, if you know what's going on, you're seeing ChinaGate. Bill Clinton selling secrets to China in exchange for political favors to be elected.
Right, he did that.
So wait, well, how does that tie into downsizing D.C. exactly?
Well,
I made the point that downsizing D.C. is going to bring us more world
government. Are you suggesting that if we downsize our own government, then another government's going to take us over? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that is a given, guys. I'm just saying that inadvertently it may cause a world government.
Now, I can't see that happening because... No. Here's why I can't see that happening. Because if we, if somehow we were able to get America to have a paradigm shift, because you have to understand, I'm sure you know this, Brian, that's what has to happen. America has to wake up... Shift their paradigm. Hold on, Brian. Hold on. They have to shift their paradigm to thinking, okay, freedom's a good thing again. Let's guard it. Let's safeguard liberty, because that's the only way we're ever going to get to the point where D.C. is downsized. And if that's the mindset of America, then there's no way a world government could slip in there.
Well, what about terrorism, guys? Forgetting about terrorism.
Terrorism is a huge myth.
Articulate.
It's such a huge myth. Think about it. Okay, we had the two plane attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The two plane attacks and several very minor things in this country. If terrorism was a real issue... No, this is Johnson. If there was terrorism were a real threat, we'd have people sneaking into this country with, you know, infected with viruses and plagues. We'd have bus attacks. We'd have attacks in stadiums, hospitals. We'd have attacks in all sorts of public venues. No, we had two plane attacks.
Exactly.
And we've had a couple of minor incidents.
You're
terrorism
exactly right.
Is a myth, and it's not a problem.
And the reason
but
why
how
we're not
does
being...
That, how, But it is a problem if it's not, or it may be a myth, but what if it is a controlled apparatus of the CIA, which it's always been? We know.
Well,
CIA,
then if the government's gone, then it's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, if there's downsized DC, that means the CIA will be abolished. Brian, we'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
Less government, less terrorism.
That's right. Abolish the CIA, abolish the FBI, the IRS, the FAA, the FCC, you name the alphabet agency, it needs to be ended. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herbal Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. And this is your show. You can bring up political stuff, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And let's continue with the phone calls here. But don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the updates. Sign up real quick. It's easy. Whenever there's something we need to tell you about the show, we send it to you via the updates list at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Matthew in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind? You're on with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
I'm glad to hear to talk to you. The cryptic message I had sent you on the message board a little while ago was that I had taken the plunge, and I'm really scared about it, but I've joined the Free State Project.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. I have a great life here in Minneapolis, but if it looks like it's really going to make a change, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to take up legal residence elsewhere so I can help be an activist.
So you must really think it looks like it'll make a difference, then.
Well, I think it will, and you know, we have perhaps some time to look at it. But if anyone goes out there and reviews what they're doing, I think that it's a very good chance, and I think that there's a lot of people in the area who have been seen as very effective in this vein. And I think that it could really do a lot of good. And if nothing else, I mean, you get a few sheriffs elected, you can do a lot of good.
Oh, hell yeah. You could stop enforcing the war on drugs if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can make really big differences there.
I think that if anyone weren't scared about just up and moving, I'd be a little nervous about that person. You know,
yeah,
I think all of us here are a little bit nervous about
it. I'm not a wild-eyed fanatic.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people end up running when they are activists running for office, and honestly, unless I feel like I have a good chance, unless I feel like I really learn how to do fundraising, which I don't know how to do, I'm not going to do it.
Well, the good news is in New Hampshire, I'm sure you read the 101 Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those reasons is the congressional districts are so small, you literally could run a campaign with a bottom-of-the-barrel budget. I mean, it doesn't take very much. You could literally go around and shake everyone's hand who's going to be voting.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's just an amazing, fascinating place to live, and we're all very excited about going there. Now we're excited to know that you're going there because you're definitely a principled, persuasive, constructive libertarian.
Well, I had a friend of mine who lives in the Boston area. She lives in Salem. I told her I was going to join the Free State Project, which meant I might be in New Hampshire in 7 years or so, and she literally squealed.
Wow.
And she is she's a libertarian and knows a few of the great libertarians out there, like Carla Howell and Michael Cloud, who,
oh, excellent.
I don't know if they're Free State Project members, but certainly we'll see them a lot.
Yeah,
if we're there.
Sure.
Well, now that you're a member, you should be shooting for your Golden Porcupine Award.
Well, yeah,
get her to join.
Michael Cloud left me a voicemail, which I know means that I'm about to give him money, as he's the most persuasive man on earth.
Well, tell him you give him money if he joins the Free State Project.
It's like, hey, Michael, let's do some dealing, man.
I sent an email to the small government. Aren't they the small government?
Yes, the
committee.
Right. The Committee for Small Government, that's correct.
Yeah, I sent an email to them and never heard back from them. So if you actually talk to Michael Cloud...
I got their home number.
You need to plug Free Talk Live and tell them they need to mount a campaign. Because in Boston, there's been this major talk show host who's now dead called David Portnoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's Portnoy's dead?
He passed away in December, actually, of terminal cancer.
Oh, man.
And there was a major... They put the small government crew put out an email basically eulogizing him. And, you know, I emailed back saying, this doesn't have to be the death of Libertarian Talk Radio in Boston. You could have Free Talk Live on in Boston you call your local talk station. Because we would be on in the same exact time slot as David Portnoy was.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard back from him. So if you talk to Michael Cloud...
We've got to keep hammering him. We've got to keep hammering him. Find who they know.
You need to let Michael Cloud know that we're out here and we want to be out of Boston.
Going to do it. Okay, now what I called in about.
Okay.
I've only been listening to you for a couple of months, so you can tell me to get lost. But,
get lost.
I'm sure it won't be the first time, nor the last. But something that I hear you doing a lot, and it is mostly, I got to say, Ian, that you are a very enthusiastic gentleman, but sometimes people call in and they're not necessarily the most articulate. They don't know exactly what they think. They have a lot of unexamined beliefs. And you, in, you know, perhaps the tradition of normal talk radio, jump on them very quickly and are controversial and are quick to ascribe collectivism or, you know, use the C word on them very quickly.
Okay.
And if you're going to use the C word on them, I think it's very simple in that same breath almost to explain why, you know, the ideas of communism are a problem. Because the ideas there are not just about getting rid of property rights for things that you have. It's you. It's the most important property right. It's the most fundamental aspect of it, which is the getting rid of your right to you. And I think that that's something that most people don't think about, most people don't know, and most people ignore when they think about collectivism because they get a warm, fuzzy feeling about doing good for others, even if they're doing it by force. So when you are quick to say, hey, you know, are you a communist or whatever, I think that it's important to, especially with some of these people who are not really sure of their beliefs yet, to explain a little, you know, because I know you've gone over this, the, you know, are we a communist nation points with, you know, the points of communism.
Right.
And maybe that's the case. It's a little academic. You know, the soundbite, the quick hit is really important. And as you have an expanding audience, inclusion is going to be a big, big deal for you guys. Because I want to see you guys be world beaters. I want to see you guys to just eat the world with your syndicated talk radio show. And I think inclusiveness is something that the other talk radio styles don't do. And
so you're saying
you
that if somebody...
Do.
No, I think they do it. I think that they're very good at it. I think they get their core constituents. This is what I worry about the popularity of Free Talk Live. There are lots of people out there that believe like every one of these talk radio hosts. There's lots of Rush Limbaughites. There's lots of Glenn Beckers. There's lots of Michael Medved... heads.
Are you talking about the listeners, or are you talking about the hosts?
I'm saying don't be those guys. I'm saying don't be those guys, exactly.
But I wonder how many people we would have to convert people in order to be free talkers,
right?
You know, because their beliefs, currently most people's beliefs, the vast majority of people's beliefs, do not mirror our shows.
No, I get that, but
you've got interesting comments, Matthew. Hold on, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800. I'm always open to criticism. I'm always open to critique. How many other talk show hosts are going to let you call up and basically tell them to do something different? Do your show differently, Rush Limbaugh. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes, political, personal. But if you want to get on, you better call now because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out our live streams. If you've got broadband, we've got a stream for you. If you've got dial-up, we've got one for you as well. And, of course, they're on the house, freetalklive.com. Well, let's go back to Matthew in Minneapolis. Matthew has some constructive criticism or some suggestions for Free Talk Live. And let me see if I can recap what you were saying before, Matthew. You're suggesting that when someone calls in with a pro-state, I guess, position, and they may not realize the consequences of what they're saying, that I somehow communicate very quickly to them how that's what communism is. I guess I'm a little lost on what you're suggesting I do with a caller like that.
I would just say that a lot of people call in, and it seems like they don't really know what they're saying either. And
well, yeah, they're just kind of repeating the mantra that they hear on all the other talk shows, yeah. Right?
Here is why. that here is why that is collectivist, here is why that is communist, here is what communism really means. And by the way, I want to say, I knew calling in and saying something about, you know, constructive about the show like this was completely out of the ordinary, never would have even tried it on another show, and it's only because I love you guys and knew you'd be open to it that that could happen. But I would say that basically it's mostly just about when you say, hey, are you a communist? Hey, you are a communist. That is, you know, it's incredibly loaded, and it's not even the person that is on the phone that I'm worried about. It's about a lot of people listening, saying, oh, the guy just jumped to calling this guy a commie immediately, and then he didn't necessarily explain anything, because I know that if you say, you know, that's a communist or collectivist way of looking things, and here's why that's dangerous, because it assumes that you're giving power of the state over you. You are giving up ownership of you and your life and your neighbor's life. And
I'd like to think that we do that more often, but I mean, if what you're saying is true and we don't, then
we're listening to an awful lot of archives lately.
I think that we, you know, we can certainly do our best to, you know, keep an eye on that. So,
amazing.
Manwich, that's your job now, man. if I accuse someone of being a communist, I have to back it up.
Yeah, so you need the whip. It's a good cop, bad cop, because you're absolutely the energetic guy who has a lot of enthusiasm, and that's going to go a long, long way.
Yeah,
I like
one of my favorite things.
I like to think of him as a jackass.
That's one of my favorite things about the Harry Brown show, is that Harry Brown is tolerant to an amazing level and manages to just talk with explanations to some of the most obstinate people.
It's unreal. Too, with incredible economy of speech as well.
Yeah. Oh, he's an excellent communicator.
He's a total guru. You just kind of, you know, kind of study at his feet.
I could communicate at 5% of the level that Harry Brown can, then I would be very, very happy. And I got to say that, you know, we're all working on how we communicate our thoughts
and ideas.
Think
about how long he's been doing it. Think about how long he's been thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
But on the other hand, though, Harry Brown, while he's a great communicator, his show just isn't...
It doesn't get you. It doesn't.
It's not
yet.
A winner for talk radio, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I love Harry Brown. I love his show, but that's because I'm a diehard libertarian, and I listen because I love Harry Brown, not because I'm listening for the best damn talk radio that there is out there.
You guys will take anything. You guys have exciting topics. You
right, so we
are...
have to kind of find a balance between the persuasiveness of Harry Brown and the harshness of, you know, what you want to do to have an entertaining talk radio.
I don't think harshness is necessary. You don't have to be in Air America to do this.
I think the ultimate in talk radio would be to take Harry Brown, Michael Medved, O'Reilly, and like somebody like Savage or something like that, and just toss them in all the same room.
Back in the day,
knives and see what happens.
No, actually, back in the day, here in Tampa Bay, the big talk station up in Tampa used to have Battle of the Talk Show Hosts. They would bring all of their talk show hosts from all different sides of the issues onto one particular show.
Neat idea.
And that was a lot of fun. Matthew, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231 has been the number, but no more time because it's Free Talk Live, and we'll see you online at freetalklive.com tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
If you're tired of